Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Your assignment from yesterday. We're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain karma. Example, in choosing not to be with the body, I don't get to have the joy of being embodied. Assignment, what of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? RL, what you see. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Ah, good morning. This is Mark from Vermont.
Good morning, Mark.
Wow. I actually rehearsed this moment. I don't generally rehearse, but it's been all summer. I've been doing cue practice, and I finally got to the place where it wasn't like hopeful. It was just what is.
Aha. You're just doing it to do it.
Yes, I committed.
It's going to result in anything.
That's right. I committed to doing it. And so made an effort to meet the commitment, but without any expectations. That was kind of cool.
What a way to live.
Wouldn't it be great if one could do that more often? So, of course, not being rehearsed, I don't have anything practiced to say, so I will just start with what is.
All right.
I really love riding a bicycle. I love it more than walking or climbing or any other kind of, you know, movement practice. And, you know, conditioning doesn't get much room there, because when I get on the bicycle, my heart open. I mean, it's just the feeling of it rolling and the wind, and it takes me back to when I was 7, you know, and I rode bicycle every day, and so there is a place in this embodiment practice where there just isn't any room for a condition. It's so full of life that it overwhelms the possibilities, at least that I can see right now. It doesn't stop me and it doesn't make me feel bad. So, you know, we're doing good on those scores.
All right.
You know, I mean, just like there was a period of time, and sometimes there is, I worked with, as I hear you understand, I worked with a coach, somebody in a gym. And it came to that place where I liked the feeling of pushing a little further, you know. You know, that feeling where you have done the reps. I like to do them slow and heavy. So where you get to the point where you can't go any further, I mean, you just can't lift it. You try and it's not happening. And that's a wonderful feeling to me.
Yes, to really feel the body do what the body does.
Yeah.
And there isn't that, there's a, what I project on what you're saying is there's a us about it. It's not you trying to make your body do something that your head wants your body to do, but you're really in your body and the body and enjoying as the body what the body does.
Yes, yes. In fact, it could take that just a little step further, because in the midst of that, occasionally, or maybe more often than that, conditioning tries to come in and say, oh, no, you can't do this. This is too, you know, this is, you're going to hurt you or whatever. You know, there's this blah, 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 blah going on. And it's to put it aside so that it doesn't interrupt the process that that we're going through.
Yes. You know? So there's a requirement, kind of like cue practice, there's a requirement simply to be present to what is right now.
Yeah.
And in that present with what is right now, there isn't a you're going to hurt yourself or
right.
You should be able to do that or
right.
In,
right.
any of those things that aren't actually a part of the moment.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't go to that. So let's go back to the bicycle because that's more what's happening in my life now. I don't, mm-hmm. There's a hill to climb at the end of the ride back from the office coming home. It's not a very long hill, but it's challenging to me. And mm-hmm. I recently got a new bicycle and I can't see which gear I'm in. And so if the old bicycle, I'd say, oh, that's too low. We have to go back up a gear. But, well, no, we don't do that anymore. It's like, how does this feel? How are
uh-huh.
we doing?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
And
that
it's
practice for life. How are we?
Yeah.
How are we doing right now?
Right.
And what gear am I in, but how am I doing with
Yeah, how are we doing?
This?
How do we feel?
Mm-hmm.
It might be quite different today than it was yesterday and
yes.
even in the
yes.
next 3 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We don't know anything. How am I doing?
No.
What do I need
How am
right
I doing?
Now? Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right. Right. And that
that's
might include
good.
Clearing the decks of some, like, oh, you need to go faster, or you're going to hurt yourself, or clear that out. We're not going
right.
there. You go sit
that's
down
right.
over there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and yeah. Apropos, this has to do with physical, but it's not necessarily exercise. I just spent the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in the recording studio. And I'm playing trumpet, which is a physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that if I'm not immediately present for the entire process, if I drop out, like I start thinking while I'm playing, ooh, that wasn't the best note. I'm done.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, get immediate feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're
yes.
done.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, stop. Everybody stop. We got to do that over again. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a room full of people who are dependent. You know, you're paying them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. So actually, they don't mind. They don't mind stopping
no.
and starting over again. However,
no.
yeah. And
yeah.
as people of practice, we don't mind that either. It's
right.
just really helpful to see what happens when we're not here.
Right.
All right.
And,
well, thank you.
And as apropos of that, I don't mind stopping and starting either. What I don't want to happen is that I stop and now I'm getting beat up.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Well, and yet it's good to see that too. If that's...
Sure.
Yeah. It's good to see, aha, okay, the not being present extended to... some kind
right.
of an idea that I am or was or should be, and it's
right.
not, yeah, I'm not
right.
feeling grateful for the information that I'm getting as I look at, well, what now? How?
Right.
What do I need
right.
now? Where am I now? Yeah.
Right.
All right.
And that process, well, like the bicycle, that process is, you have to be present. And so that's such a wonderful teaching. And I thank you for bringing that to me because I wouldn't have actually seen it the way that I do and be so facile in it without what you've been saying all this time.
Well, good. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thank
all
you.
Right. Take good care. Enjoy.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. It really is a process of doing now rather than doing what's not now.
Yes. Yes. The being now is doing now. That when
mm-hmm.
we're present, those are the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Tom from San Jose.
Hello, Tom.
How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. You?
I'm doing good, too.
All right. What are you seeing?
Well, I love the topic of being a human sacrifice. I can really identify with that where I am in my practice right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going through some issues with some changes at work, and it's been a challenge because having a new manager has really thrown a lot of things into chaos for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it used to be I was the guy in charge, and now I have a boss who is in charge of that. And so it is a difficult change to have to go through.
Uh-huh.
I'm struggling with it quite a bit. And I feel this idea of it's him or me. You know, either I'm the sacrifice or he's the sacrifice. Somebody's got to be sacrificed here.
Uh-huh. Only one of us is going to come out of this alive.
That's right. That's uh-huh. right. And I know my heart wants an agreement. My heart wants us all to feel supported and us all to feel like we've been treated generously. That's what my heart wants. But,
mm-hmm.
Boy, do I struggle mightily with staying in touch with that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what wants a sacrifice is what you're struggling with.
Yes, yes. That's a really good way to look at it. That is it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I find myself, you know, loving my job, loving the work that I do, loving the way that I do it, and feeling like having to change that, feeling like having to work around someone else's agenda. Is where that one who demands the sacrifice starts to pry its way into the process and
mm-hmm.
the upset comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it has to be a way,
mm-hmm.
right? It can't be that what the heart wants can be there in any moment, right? The one that
yeah.
wants the sacrifice is looking in terms of situation and content, and it can, okay, the heart can have what it wants under these circumstances. But if
yeah,
those circumstances
right.
aren't there, then I'm sorry, we've got to go to dualistic thinking and
mm-hmm.
right, the right way and the wrong way, and who wins and who loses, and rather than that sense of the heart just moving through the various situations and circumstances, and because that larger everyone feeling well cared for or treated well, that can embrace any circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very difficult. I feel like work is kind of a new frontier with my practice for me because it has often just kind of been the realm of ego, but bringing practice to it now because I feel my heart moving in that direction. I feel my heart pulling in that direction. You know, I want to follow that
mm-hmm.
in a way that I haven't before. And then one of the primary ways that ego gets me out is by saying, well, it's so much work. You
uh-huh.
know, always
it's so
having,
hard to go with the heart.
Yes, it's just every day is a fight and a struggle, and, you know, everybody wants to knock you off your game, and you just got to fight every day. So, you know, batten down the hatches, get your gloves on, and get out there and fight with them to make
uh-huh.
it where treat me generously, darn it, you know, and accept my generous treatment of you, darn it, you know,
uh-huh.
that kind of a struggle.
Or else. It,
yes, yes, exactly.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and
yeah,
just in,
yeah.
go ahead.
I hadn't seen that, and that puts a whole new spin on it.
Mm-hmm. And the sense that the heart is there with so much wider perspective,
mm-hmm.
that ability to see the whole process from such a larger vantage point.
Yes, that's a good point. You know, I last night I was thinking about it because it's become intense over the last few days. And last night, I just this thought came in. It's like, well, you know, you don't have to be there. You know, there are mm-hmm. other opportunities in the world, just in a very mm-hmm. gentle, non-judgmental way. And it was like, oh my God, that is so frightening. I can't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
But it was a very just kind of gentle, like you said, you know, the heart can be okay with anything.
Yeah, you know, has a larger perspective.
Yeah, the larger perspective, that's right. Mm-hmm. So at least not necessarily saying, well, good, I'm out of here, you know, but just that openness and that mm-hmm. larger perspective reaching towards me and kind of gifting me with that was a good feeling and mm-hmm. and scary for ego, which means I'm on the right path, right?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, which is exciting. And we can mm-hmm. feel the heart respond to that.
Yes, that's right. I want to mm-hmm. stay close to that and not mm-hmm. get pulled away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good.
Right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So happy.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom. Seems to me, right, Charity, that's the contest nature of the ego, that the expectation is that the heart orientation results in a particular, the heart orientation per ego translates into how I feel and what I do. And that's not the orientation of the heart. And that's the conflict.
Yes.
That when we get to accept that doing is oftentimes not being, the resolution of that inherent conflict stops us from fighting against ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the assumption is that if the heart feels a certain way, there's an action that goes with that. But the being of the heart and the doing, there's where the work is.
Yes. 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 Rather than... we kid about that in practice a lot, that knee-jerk ego, well, what do I do? It's true that for the heart, the doing is irrelevant, right? That the being, the way Tom laid it out, you know, wanting the best for everyone, the place that's most compassionate for all, there will be all kinds of doing in that, but it's not, the doing is not the point. The doing flows from the being.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we all have to resolve that for ourselves, right? So what does generosity look like?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm struggling against, if the heart is generous, then there's a standard of expectation of the behavior around generosity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That the attention is going to, that yeah. gives me the experience that somehow it's in conflict with the heart's orientation.
Yeah.
But the point yeah. that I think that you and Tom were looking at is that the heart's orientation is the heart's orientation. It's independent of that sense of how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And we can see how quickly and easily once we get into specifics. So is my version of generosity your version of generosity? If I feel that I'm being generous to you, do you feel that, or do you have yeah. a different definition that makes what I'm doing feel very ungenerous to you? And mm-hmm. then we're in trouble.
Down the garden path, as they say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, here's the next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Michael in California.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Sherry. This is great, and I love the assignment about human sacrifice. And what I was seeing with physical fitness is that it feels like it's sometimes driven by kind of trying to get away of like a body situation that's not going well. Like there's a motivation to work to fix that, and sort of once it's good enough, then my interest drifts away to something else, or conditioning comes along and, you know, well, why don't you do this? You know, you're fine with that. And so it feels like what's missed is kind of the possibility of something bigger or greater or more fitness or more flexibility or more. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I went back to that image of spinning plates.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're old enough to have
yes.
seen anybody doing that, but it's that.
Yes.
I think it was such a fascinating process to watch, because intuitively we could sense that it represents how conditioning, how ego approaches life, right? So it's whatever plate is getting ready to fall, that's the one I've got to put a lot of energy into bringing back up to speed. And then and then there's another one about to fall. And so just constantly living in the pressure and stress and anxiety of the getting back up to speed the thing that I've let that I haven't been attending to, right? So there you are. You know, you haven't been attending to it, and now it's in trouble. So you got to put a lot of energy into it. And then as soon as okay, that's good enough. And then there's the thing. Oof.
Yes. And what I saw as you were describing that is that, you know, there's a busy life for me. There's a lot of different content going on, and sort of distinguishing between when there's actually a life need for me to address something as compared to when am I being distracted by ego into some new interest that's really not part of the life plan.
Yeah. Yes. And that's it, isn't it? It comes down to listening to the intelligence animating us, or the intelligence that we are, to guide us, rather than an ego-driven program.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That so often, the human sacrifice, that's us. We are the human sacrifice,
right?
Because we're being
sacrificed
to ego all the time as it drags us around from, well, now you need to talk with me about this. Now you need to focus with me on that. Now you need to look to me to solve that. Now you need to look to me to tell you what to do about that. And that's the constant in so much of life activity. It's just, what do I need to be in relationship with ego about now?
Yes. And what dropped in as you're describing that is that, you know, I live an incredibly privileged life, and there are lots of seemingly many interesting things to pursue. And, you know, what is the ego sort of, what is ego pulling me into versus, you know, what is really life calling me to do and to be and to express in the world?
Which is the point of practice, isn't it? That's the place that we're always getting to. Okay. Now versus ego's, how it was, how it's going to be, what you should, what all of these things that are not where we are right now.
Yes. And to be able to focus on a particular content month by month is really great, to have a focus and a lens on that particular area of my life. So fitness, for example, how does that play out within fitness?
Yeah, and a sense of how to make everything that takes care of life in the form that we call Michael, how to prioritize the totality. Because that's what we're going for, right? Yeah. And so it may not be the same focus on food every day or fitness every day or relationship every day or whatever that is.
Yeah.
There's going to be an ebb and flow in this, which is not the same as distraction and ignoring or obsessive stressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
All
fabulous.
Right. Well,
thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank
you.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michael. And Sherry, it looks like we have time for one more caller. So next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Karen. Oh, can you hear
Hello,
me?
Hello, Karen.
Oh, yay. Hi, great. This assignment just actually led me in. I can't tell if I have questions or if I had an insight. It doesn't really matter. But what I've been looking at is, I just think about the when I choose to not be with the body, it's like I can never be here, basically, is what I've been seeing. And it just seems, you know, it's like this one, and maybe it's been with all of them, just looms so important to me. It's so big because and then I started going into, well, what is fitness exactly? Because I thought back to a time in my life where I was in a wheelchair for a really long time after a really bad, well, multiple injuries. And, you know, and of course, you know, and I thought, okay, but could I be with myself? Could I be in the body? And it's like, yeah, I could. I could be with that. But I wasn't exactly fit. You know, it just led to a lot of questions. You know, and I thought about my husband and what he went through. And, but what the fitness does and working on the fitness is it brings me into the body. I guess that's what I was really seeing. It's a process of bringing, or at least for me, connecting with the body. And and I guess fitness probably, maybe some people can do it. But, you know, I was thinking of, okay, I have friends that can run until they vomit. Like, I've never been able, I could never do that. But you know,
I want to do that.
No, right? But I had a good friend that was, you know, that was training to be in the Olympics, and she could go that far, and it's like, oh my gosh,
and wanted to,
yeah,
yeah,
and
the difference.
Yeah, but that's not being with the body either to me, and so the really being with the body. You know, what do I sacrifice? I just, if I'm not, here's what the question. If I'm not with the body, then I'm with conditioning. Is that, that's what I was seeing. If I'm not with the body.
It does kind of seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was just looking at my own experience. And so what do I sacrifice? Well, everything, basically my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, so those are the kinds of places that I went, and lately my life has been such that this month that I've been able to consistently work on fitness all month, and it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful.
What a pleasure!
I know.
And to get to bring you to those kinds of insights, right?
Yeah.
Here the body is here.
Yeah.
Right? And so being with the body, in the body, being embodied, is a wonderful opportunity to be here, especially if we're present to our experience of being embodied. And here we are in this moment, not off in some other moment, right here in this moment, alive.
And then the whole, to me, and then it took me to that place of this is the vehicle for awakening, this body
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
I and that I've been given the gift to inhabit. This is what I got, you know, mm-hmm. to inhabit. And then I think of, I don't know why I got on the wheelchair thing, but I just was thinking about that because I didn't want mm-hmm. anybody to get left out. And having been there myself in my life and knowing people I love that have been there, I didn't want anybody to get left out. And right. But there can be a certain level of fitness even with that. But
oh,
it's just
absolutely.
Wherever you are, just
wherever
we are. And, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't exclude anybody. It's not like, it isn't like just because I can't, you know, do Olympic training or I couldn't do
well,
it. It doesn't mean anything.
I think it was Jennifer who used the phrase of fit for my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is to me what you're pointing at, and that's
yeah.
what we're going for. It's I don't need to be fit for someone else's life, and there are lots and lots of things that people are doing that they have the opportunity to be fit for their life. But my fitness is for this life.
Yeah, and it's kind and it's compassionate, and it takes all of the human. You know, that takes the whole human into the equation. But anyway, I've really enjoyed this, and I know we're mm-hmm. getting to the end. So thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Okay, all righty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. Here's our assignment. What would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego, but what aspect of ego? RL, what you see?
Better and better, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry.
Go happy.
Ahead.